The rule is, you know you're truly comfortable with someone when you can sit with them in total silence and feel completely at ease.
Wow, that's actually really true.
I agree.
Which explains why we can't shut the hell up when we're in this room together. So we're just going to keep being awkward and uncomfortable around each other with this segment called What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and don't let a moment of silence in while asking each member of the show what they've been thinking about lately, starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Well, over the weekend, I had friends show up at my house completely unannounced. Like, total surprise visit.
You don't like this?
I loved it.
You did?
I loved it. And I wish there was more of it in my life. Like, I can't stand the 18 texts leading up to seeing someone. From, can you get together, to, I'm now parking. Now I'm walking down the block. Now, like, I just, I can't.
It's a process.
If it's over 3 texts, I almost always cancel.
Oh.
It's like every time you give me another opportunity to cancel in this text thread,
that's
a good point.
The higher the chances are, it never actually comes true.
That's a wild theory.
When my friends just came over, I was like, oh my God. I didn't have to make one decision. I didn't have to run around and clean the house. I didn't care what I had to serve them.
You're
because
forced.
It was just whatever was there.
Yeah.
And I miss that in the world.
But it is, it would be nice to have a little bit of notice that you could go unlock your husband down from the basement so you don't have to do it while they're there.
Yeah,
true, that's awkward.
That was a little inconvenient.
Okay, but once you get over that, then it's chill.
But Brooke, you are so right.
It was great.
Nowadays, it's like, hey, are we still on for Thursday?
Yes.
Are we? And then I always want to cancel.
Yes, the more time.
Wow.
So anyway, surprise visits. I'm only coming over to your guys' houses unannounced.
Wait,
I'm so happy I live in a secure building.
Yeah. Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, even though I do live a block away from a major grocery store, I have discovered a huge life hack.
Oh, God.
I don't have to walk that block if I just get my groceries delivered to me.
You pay extra for that.
Well, listen to this. Since I don't cook, I usually, like, don't need groceries, but I need, like, snacks and little things, you know? And instead of, like, going back and forth and getting them multiple times, I decided to use a delivery service.
Oh, my God.
And this weekend, I ordered 30 Gatorade Zeros because I'm trying to stock up.
Wow.
You're hydrated.
Very hydrated. Yeah. I ordered multiple individual snack sizes of Colby Jack cheese.
Why didn't you just get a block and slice it?
No, I don't need a block. Okay,
that is
I just
so wasteful.
Need two small rectangles of Colby Jack.
But they're all covered in plastic. This is terrible.
When this person is delivering to you, do you think they think, man, this person must really have their life together?
Well, they do. I also got vegetables. I got a large jar of pickle spears.
Oh,
and I cracked them open, ate almost the whole jar, okay, because they're spears.
In one sitting?
Well, they're spears. It looks like there's 50 of them, but there's really 3 pickles worth of pickles.
You are like a salt lick right now.
There's
so much sodium in you.
Absolutely loved it. And after the delivery, though, I checked the app, and for the cheese, the pickles, and 30 Gatorade Zeros, including tip, my total was $130.
Oh, wow. Is
and
it
I
worth
know
it?
What you're thinking. Totally worth it, Jeff.
Really?
I didn't move a muscle. I did have to go down the elevator to get the groceries.
Oh, my God.
It was so lazy and so delicious.
Wow.
No regrets.
It's not a life hack. You need a life manager.
Yeah.
A life manager. Someone to manage your life.
Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So I traveled this past weekend to go visit my friend who's in college.
Oh, yeah.
There is a huge college football game going on.
Nice.
10 a.m. Start with White Claws.
Nice.
You know, then start playing some Rage Cage.
Nice.
Then keg stands.
Mm.
And then the game hasn't started yet. And so we're like, okay, well, time to go to the bars.
Duh.
And you're the only ones there that can.
They're all my age. Calm down.
That's a good point.
Get to the bars, vodka sodas, whatever. Yeah. The game is starting. And that's when I start to crash, pretty hard.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Old ladies
getting tired. Wasn't that game at, noon?
It was 1 o'clock, Jeff, please. Give me a break.
Which team you're talking about. Okay, sorry.
Okay, I was like a little bit into the game. I make it to 3 o'clock, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when I'm starting to fall asleep.
Uh-oh, you're falling asleep.
No.
That's actually a better look than what I expected.
No. So I actually took myself to a couch and fell asleep, at someone's house.
Okay. Responsible.
And you think I'm being lame. I wake up, I find out they lost anyways. So honestly, I won that day.
And then your friends asked you to go buy them beer.
No. I didn't even sit and waste my time watching a losing game like everybody else. So I'm older and wiser now.
Sounds fun. Sounds like you're older with less stamina.
No.
Yeah.
Wiser.
What a good day.
Jeff, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm a little bit concerned about my friend here, Jose.
Uh-oh. Why?
Because of his story he just told?
Aside from that story that we just heard, he's mentioned on the show before about how when he does a Twitch stream for his video game followers and they started tipping him, he started crying.
When it gets a lot, it's overwhelming. You never think people are going to support you like that.
And then that morphed into, hey, I'll give you $20 to watch you cry.
Yeah.
Like people taking advantage of that. People would tip him, and then he'd cry even harder.
Mm-hmm. It's just true. You pile on.
He became known as Cryboy69.
No, that's not.
Which is fine. You know,
it's just jealous he took your handle? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's great. That's his world. If he wants to cry for money, more power to
him. I guess that's what I'm doing.
But then I saw on Facebook recently, somebody posted about they just put money down for the playoff tickets for their favorite team, Jose's favorite team too.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Jose comments saying, if they go to the playoffs, I will seriously cry.
I will cry. No. I love my team.
It just makes me worried that now it's not in the video game world anymore.
It's everywhere.
It's bleeding into other things in his
crying.
Life.
Yeah.
I want to see if this is like a real problem. And that's why right now, for $50, Jose.
$50? No, I can't do it like that. No.
I want to see you cry.
Dude, he really honestly put a 50 down on the table.
Come on, cry boy.
It doesn't happen like this, Jeff. It has to be tip after another tip after another tip.
You're going
to
make him upset, Jeff. He might cry.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, well, you're stronger than I thought. Maybe it's not a problem after all.
I can leave the 50.
No, I'll cry.
Don't. No,
it was hilarious, Jose.
It was just for Jose. I don't want the whole studio to cry.
I think I can almost get it.
Don't do it.
Will you think about something to cry? What are you thinking about?
I couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
It's hard.
There's just too much happiness happening in the world right now. It's hard to cry.
That's true.
And text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.